So in a recent interview, I accused my former colleague Sir Patrick Vallance and my former colleagues Sir Mene Pangalos of AstraZeneca, James Mercer and Dr. Mathai Mammen of J&J. I accused them of crimes against humanity. You are responsible for the R&D of the vaccines. It's on your watch. So even if you don't know it, you're responsible. And I said, you need to come and debate with me publicly or you need to resign. Soon after I did that, first Patrick Vallance announced his intention to leave, I think next month, no, December. And to my great surprise, Dr. Mathai Mammen of J&J left, I would say, in a hurried fashion, saying he'd enjoyed his time there, but he wasn't saying anything about what he was going to do. So I'll say it again, James, Dr. James Merson, you have actively or passively allowed to come into being and to be distributed after terrible, inconsistent manufacturing, a product that's been injected into probably billions of people on the planet, killing perhaps one in 1,000 and injuring perhaps one in 100. And it's on your conscience. Come and debate with me and have it recorded or resign. Everyone knows that I am accusing you personally because I had jobs similar to that. If there was a product in clinical trials or God help me on the market and I'd okayed it, amongst other people, I would have been responsible. So you are James Merson, Sir Mene Pangalos, Senior Vice President at AstraZeneca. Same charges to you. You have sat astride the vaccine development program. Did you know how awful your contracts, manufacturing organizations are? Absolutely dreadful. You are responsible for that, and it's injured and killed people, lots and lots of people. I don't care what it is you've been offered or with what you have been threatened. You must resign.
Things that make no sense in 2022. Black Lives Matter, except in the womb. Women's rights are human rights, but no one, not one person can define what a woman actually is. We are told to trust the science, but denied basic biology. Love is love. Unless you love God or your country, then you're a right-wing extremist. And we live in a tolerant, welcoming society that doesn't judge anyone based on race, gender, or faith, except when you're a white Christian male, then you're done. How did we get here, guys? How?
Today, as I was reading scripture, I came across something that blew my mind. The Bible tells us where Satan's throne is. In Revelations 2 and 13, it says, I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. So where was Antipas slain? And when you look it up, it takes us here. And when you Google where Antipas was martyred, it brings you to Geneva, Switzerland. It says the traditional account goes on to say Antipas was martyred during the reign of Nero by burning in a brazen bull-shaped altar at the Apollyon Temple in Geneva, Switzerland. And that, of course, got me to wondering, what exactly is in Geneva? Let's take a look. The CERN Hadron Collider, for one, where they're trying to discover and replicate the Big Bang. And of course, if I was the devil and wanted control over the world, I would be sure to bring all the world organizations to where I was, such as the United Nations. I might bring along the World Health Organization as well. And I would definitely want the World Trade Organization there. And I would definitely have Gavi there, the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunizations. And you can't finance an empire without having the World Economic Forum in Geneva, Switzerland. And of course, I would have all the other organizations there. 33 international organizations. 33. Isn't there significance to that number?
Breaking news. The media now confirms that death rates are skyrocketing after vaccination. People are dropping dead suddenly and mysteriously everywhere. Not only does the vaccine not work, but it's killing people at record numbers, and now they're calling for amnesty. They don't want to stand trial for war crimes. They want amnesty. They want to be forgiven for what they've done. Ladies and gentlemen, as children drop dead in schools, as people are being killed and injured all around the world because of Pfizer and company, and bribes were paid and politicians lied and people were killed. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. They're reporting mind-blowing changes in cancer rates, up 50% across the board. It's huge. Think of all the cancers that were plaguing people before, and now it's 50% more than that. The silent killers. And of course, when it happens to a victim, the victim just basically gets taken out. Everybody's like, it's so sad. And there isn't this formal inquest because these companies still have immunity because it's still an emergency plandemic brought to us by Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab.
Don't be like those who refuse to embrace the truth because it costs them something. Don't be like those who refuse to acknowledge his word. So many people are worried these days about being canceled. I have news for you. You cannot cancel the one who God has called. If God called you, they can say what they want. They can speak against you. They can slander you. They can petition. And they can comment, and they can complain. But if God has called you, no one can stop you. My friend, you can't buy the anointing. That's sorcery. Simon the sorcerer tried that in Acts chapter 8, and he got rebuked for it. You don't get power with a title. You don't get the anointing by marrying into an anointed family. You don't have power manifested on your life just because you have a ministry business card. Or a website, or 1,000 ministry followers. You don't get power by taking an e-course. Power comes through the death of self. Power comes through surrender.
God has this all set up. He already knows what you're called to do. He knows what gifts he's put inside of you. So now it's discovery time. So when Satan comes at you to fight you, he's really doing a favor, because he is causing you to run towards God. Now, when it's not a favor is when you run to other things. You see, Satan does things to try to get your focus away from God. But see, God is using him to build your character. So when you get into tight places, I want you to go to the secret place. I want you to go where the atmosphere of heaven is. And I want you to open your Bible, and I want you to open it to Psalms 139. And I want you to start to just read the first two verses. And I want you to start to meditate on what God thinks about you.
Hello, brothers and sisters, this is Lisa, and I'm here to share the latest word from Glenda Lomax. The title is Sin, Trust, and Obedience, and this word was posted November 4th, 2022. My children, you are being tested to see if you are ready for promotion. Can I trust you with more? Can I trust you to flow in my miraculous power and not grow prideful thinking it is your own? Can I trust you with wealth and riches, not to consume them upon your lusts, but to distribute to those in great need, that they may glorify me? Can I trust you with fame to promote me in the eye of the crowds, and not yourself? How much can I trust you? Will you fall into sin? Will you truly obey when no one else is looking? These are the questions I test you on in this time. Will you truly obey me and not sin? Even if I put what you desire most of all within your reach? Or will you compromise and sin against me? Can I trust you with more? You are being tested now. You determine by your answer what happens next in your life. And that is the end of this message. I pray you all have a beautiful day in the Lord. God bless each and every one of you. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please call on him right now. Ask him into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And from then on, have a relationship with him. You all have a great day, and I will see you either next video or in the air. Bye-bye.
This is another feed from a security camera, which was saved by the staff members of an old pub in the UK. There have been many legends talking about spirits that can be seen in there ever so often. Once in a while, there's poltergeist activity that seems to be happening after closing hours, when nobody's on the premises anymore. Tonight, one staff member noticed something rather strange and shared the incident with his colleagues.
Look at that, it's getting more prominent.
Right, go see if it's hot, go see if it's fucking enough.
Right, I'll come up now in a minute.
No, I'll get a toaster. The end is getting
thicker. I know. That's freaky. Oh my god, look at that!
See that?
Camera 2 seems to have some wispy activity going on, some thick strings of light, almost mist-like. The cleaning staff could confirm that this had not been spiderwebs in front of the camera, making everybody believe that this indeed is some paranormal action. It's quite intriguing for sure. But take a good look at what one of the other security cameras had captured another night. Camera was mounted towards the bar counter. A lot of movement. Many believe this to be a glimpse of the spirit that is roaming this old pub. Maybe they are right.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Leah is a famous French actress. She's a famous person. She's been on ID Magazine, our favorite magazine. Every cover has one eye symbolism. She's winking there for one eye symbolism, the eye of Horus. And even the ID symbol is a smiley face winking. She's putting a flower over one eye to darken it utterly, doing the eye of Horus, one eye symbolism. More symbolism, one-eye symbolism with a playing card. Using a flower again to darken one of her eyes utterly. Using some perfume to darken one of her eyes utterly, doing the Eye of Horus. Another golden feather darkening one of her eyes. More one-eye symbolism. She's doing the classic 666 in the Eye of Horus. And she's hiding her hand in her coat the way a Freemason would do. This really is the world we live in. It's hard to comprehend. It's hard to understand at first. But the more you seek Jesus, walk with him, it'll be easier because you can rest in him. His finished work, he's got it all finished. His death, burial, and resurrection, according to the scriptures, is the only way to be saved. In this fallen, satanic world where most people don't want to believe that, but they better do it soon. God bless you, everyone.
What's happening?
I feel kind of fluid. I feel kind of fluid.
Fluid, yes. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that never shall run dry. Revival in Perth. Amen. Who's Chris?
My brother.
Oh, okay. Oh, come. Come over here, sister. You know that fire you're feeling?
Yes.
She's got a sore back. Is that right? Back pain, waist pain. Lay hands on her. See, there's fire in your, there's power in your hands. Just put your hands on her waist. Waist and back. That's power of God going through her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that's lovely. Lord, healing the back. Well, that's lovely. Oh, come on. Your time has come. I believe it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Just sit down. We're going to pray for you. That's the power of God on your left hip. What's the problem?
What was the problem? Hip replacement, backache, and my legs, knees.
Let's believe together.
Yes.
Just close your eyes. That's the fire of God on her, Anna. That's the fire of God on her. That's the fire of God on her. God. That's the fire of God on her. Fire of God on her. That's the spirit coming out of her. Demon coming out of her. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That's the spirit coming out of her. Spirit coming out of her. Loose your hold from her. Thanks, Anna. Keep praying. Loose your hold from her. It's coming out. It's coming out. Loose your hold. Get out. Loose your hold and come out. No hiding place, devil. No hiding place. Fire all over you. Fire all over you. Power of God all over you. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire all over you. All over you. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit. All over you. Burn. Burn. Your time is up. Your time is up. Come out. She's free. Come, what'd you feel happen?
Oh, there's a massive release.
You felt something coming out?
Oh, yeah. I can't even explain it. Just something built up and then completely left.
Where's your piece of paper? Is that yours? So, this is what the demon was causing. PTSD, anxiety, headaches, autoimmune disease, hip surgery, lack of direction, need a new job, new place to live, find love. So that's what the devil was stealing from you. Go and enjoy your life, abundant life in Christ.
But I can't.